979 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with the Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place, alongside Victor Lewis, who's got our trends for the day. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to kick off talking about the Mud Wizard in Germany. Have you heard about the Mud Wizard?
No, but I'm excited to.
There's a coal mine protest that's been going on in the village of Lüsereth in Germany. This is somewhat late news, but we're slowly finding out more about the Mud Wizard as time has gone on. The video that has made all of this famous is German riot cops deployed to break up this protest. And when you have a protest, people are milling about. When you have riot cops suppressing the protest, they're milling about. All this milling in a somewhat damp late winter environment has created a giant mud pit.
Right.
And the video that has really taken off everywhere is this dude in like a monk robe with a rope belt, like a full cultist monk looking guy. And he is pushing over the German police as they slip and fall Looney Tunes style into each other over and over and over again. The Mud Wizard is trending very hard. I'm just entranced by the phrase Mud Wizard, if we're being perfectly honest. I need to start a band called Mud Wizard. I'm still working on our debut album title, but I know I'll come up with something.
Pretty sure Mudvayne would sue you over that one.
Over Mud Wizard? That's impossible. It's two very different
things. I
think they'd
find a way. I'm weirded out by the fact that this is happening in Germany, because this is the most California thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's a big protest against this coal mine. It was a big enough protest that Greta Thunberg was there. And it took like a full page of reading about Mud Wizard until I found out that Greta Thunberg was there.
Oh, I did hear.
Yeah, Mud Wizard is. Mud Wizard is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean Mud Wizard. I mean we've heard of Greta Thunberg before. We haven't heard of Mud Wizard.
It's the first time we're hearing of Mud Wizard. May his career be long and industrious and full of protests against coal mines and the like. Related to mud, let's talk about beavers. I specifically want everybody listening to this, including you, Aaron Keck, to go over to NPR and find the story, Beaverland Author Deep Dives into How Beavers Shaped America. You can listen to it. You can read it. It is the most Victor piece of journalism you can imagine, and it's absolutely wonderful. It is about how the humble beaver, both in terms of actually creating the forests and watersheds that we know in the United States, and the hunting of the humble beaver shaped this entire country. It is awesome. It's very fun. I learned more about beaver pelts than I ever wanted to. It's weird when you think about old-timey technologies. We didn't really have a way to make things water-resistant outside of coating them with oil and wax.
Right.
Would you rather wear a coat made of stiff cardboard wax canvas, or just a really nice beaver fur thing?
I don't know. Am I going to the Met Ball? Because
depends on how fancy you want to be. And yeah, that is also why beaver fur was expensive. It's why the beaver was practically hunted to extinction in Europe, which that's almost a James Cameron Avatar plotline, where Europeans killed all the beavers, found more beavers, and immediately came to America.
To the New World.
The first fortunes in the New World were made from beaver pelts.
Oh, that much I knew.
Yeah.
I did know that. Yeah.
I assumed it was gold or like crops or tobacco or something, and no, it's just beavers.
No, it was pelts.
Yeah, it was pelts. The fur trade was so significant. And when I think of that, I think about Canada more than the rest of the United States.
Because it wasn't about the pelts, it was about the trading of the pelts. The people who made the money were the merchants, the ones who like exchanged. They were the ones who earned the fortunes.
Yeah.
I think in any industry. Like, it's not the people who collect them, it's the people who...
It's always the middleman.
Buy them and exchange them, yeah. I appreciate how you went on and on about beaver pelts and did not give me a chance to rip on NPR, which I will see you for that.
I mean... If you want to rip on NPR,
no, I'm good.
I'm sure
I'm just
we've
pointing
got time.
Out that I would have if I could.
Well, other beaver facts that I learned. How much time we have for beaver facts?
A minute.
A postage stamp sized section of beaver fur has more hairs on it than your entire head, which is more impressive for you than it is for me.
That's true.
Ooh, that's very rude.
I mean, I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, sure. If you want to agree with everything I say, we can also talk about the native population, the Black Teeth Nation.
I agree. We can talk about this.
We can. We can talk about the Black Teeth Nation, because the Black Teeth Nation of indigenous peoples learned the hard way that you can't kill all the beavers. And the guy who wrote Beaverland devotes a full chapter to these people. They killed too many beavers. Their former forest and grassland became an arid, almost desert-type scenario, and they banned all killing, bothering, whatever of beavers. We leave the beavers alone, because they learned they needed the dams to make the water go in more places to have more area to farm. And there was a big conflict between the Black Teeth Nation and people trying to kill all the beavers.
It's amazing the delicate balance of nature.
It is. And this story is fun and, you know, has a really delicate balance of me enjoying NPR's coverage and you being prepared to just yell at me about it once we get off mic.
The beaver is a fascinating animal. We'll talk about it next.
Rodent ASMR.
If you join us today, we're going to take a look at the humble beaver.
All right, I'm done.